It's Tuesday, the 29th of May. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Texas A&M will host Dayton, Ole Miss, and TCU in their NCAA regional tournament starting Friday at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. A&M will play Dayton Friday at 6:35. After Ole Miss and TCU go at 12:35 in the first game of this double elimination, the winner of the College Station Regional will meet the winner of the UCLA Regional in the Super Regional, and that would be in Los Angeles if UCLA wins their regional. The Bruins are the overall second seed and host Creighton, New Mexico, and San Diego. The only way A&M can host a Super Regional would be if they win their regional and UCLA loses theirs at home. You know, that's the path the Aggies took the College World Series last year, winning 2 out of 3 over Florida State in Tallahassee. So, Coach Rob Childers?
Well, we certainly, you know, have enough, you know, to draw from that and doing it last year. But, you know, it doesn't matter who the top 8 seeds are until you win your postseason, your first tournament. And, you know, for us, you know, we need to get through this weekend. And, I mean, who knows? So maybe somebody upsets somebody out in UCLA and we get an opportunity to play at home the following weekend. But all those top 8 seeds are for naught unless you take care of business that first weekend.
A&M pitcher Ross Stribling does like the experience the Aggies have back from last year's run to the CWS.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we returned a lot of people from last year's run through the postseason, so that's going to be big. Just kind of like I said, you know, we got to take Dayton first and then see who comes out of that next game and just take it from there. You know, we got a lot of bats that returned, a lot of pitching that returned. You know, me and Waka, Yingle, House, everybody, you know, they know what it takes to make a little run through the postseason right here, so we should... You know, we should be in good shape. I think, I think we'll be fine. We just need to play to our potential and, you know, take it like one game at a time. I keep saying it, but I mean, that's the way we got to do it, especially with a tough regional like this. 4 good teams, and you know, you just got to see what happens.
The top 8 seeds for the tournament are Florida, UCLA, Florida State, Baylor is 4th, followed by Oregon, North Carolina, LSU, and South Carolina seeded 8th. Also from the Big 12, Oklahoma will play in the Charlottesville, Virginia regional with Virginia, Appalachian State, and Army. National 4 seed Baylor will host Oral Roberts, UT Arlington, and Dallas Baptist in Waco. Big 12 tourney champ Missouri plays in the Tucson regional. They'll meet Arizona in the first game, joined by Louisville and New Mexico State. Now, besides top seed Florida and LSU and South Carolina, who are all hosts, Kentucky, Mississippi, Mississippi State, and Arkansas are all in from the Aggies' new conference, the SEC. At Rice in Houston, the only other Texas regional site, the Owls welcome Prairie View, Sam Houston State, and Arkansas. That's right, you did not hear the name Texas Longhorns. They did not make the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1998. Now here's the ticket update. All reserved seats for the tournament are sold out. The only tickets left are single game only for standing room or in the lawn sections, and those will go on sale for that day's game each morning at 10 a.m. at the Zone Ticket Office or at Bluebell Park. The Bluebell Ticket Office will also be open 15 minutes following the second game each day. The tickets are $8 for adults, $4 for students, youth, or to watch from Aggie Alley. Well, the Aggie men's golf team starts play today in the national championship at Riviera Country Club in California. The format for the tournament was first used in 2009 when the Aggies won it all. The 30 teams will play 3 rounds of stroke play, and the top 8 teams will then survive to play an 8-team bracket of match play that'll start on Friday and finish on Sunday. The Aggie lineup is senior Jordan Russell, Jeff Shaw, sophomore Johannes Veerman, and freshman Ty Dunlap and Greg Yates. The Aggies tee off at 3:30 our time today with North Florida and San Diego State. Since the Aggies won it all in 2009, Augusta State has won the last 2 national titles, but this year the Jaguars did not qualify as they finished 7th in their regional. And the Miami Heat tightened up their defensive intensity in the second half, holding Boston to just 33 points and got a 93-79 win to open the Eastern Conference Finals. LeBron James led the way with 32 points and 13 rebounds. Game 2 will be Wednesday night in Miami. San Antonio Spurs will be at home to try to take a 2-game-to-none lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that will be tonight. And in Major League Baseball, the Astros lose twice in a doubleheader, but the Rangers won. And that's your look at sports, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.